As part of Curious Derby, we've reported on horse safety, injuries, and even deaths while racing. But this caused Rob Harris from Louisville to wonder,
so what happens to the retired thoroughbreds, winners or not winners, when their racing career is over?
WFPL's Ashley Stevens went to a farm that specifically houses older thoroughbreds to find out the answer.
Who's the greatest horse in the history of the universe?
Silver Charm. Hi, buddy.
This is how Michael Blowen starts every morning at Old Friends, a retirement farm for thoroughbreds outside Georgetown, Kentucky. He calls for Silver Charm, a stunning gray stallion who runs across the pasture to give Blowen a sloppy nibble on the cheek.
And everybody says, what's the greatest day of your life? Now I say, oh, the day I got married. Then you have kids. Oh, no, the day my kids were born. Then you have grandkids. Oh, no, the day my grandkids were born. I used to say all that. But not anymore. December 1st, 2014, greatest day of my life is when he stepped foot on the farm.
I know.
Silver Charm is the 1997 Kentucky Derby and Preakness winner.
Here's the finish! Silver Charm by a neck with Gary Stevens!
During his racing career, he earned nearly $7 million, so it seems fitting he would end up at a place like Old Friends. Here in Silver Charm's retirement home, Blowen hangs pinups of fillies in his stall and volunteers hand-feed him carrots. But Silver Charm is one of 175 horses at the farm.
For every horse we get, like a champion like Silver Charm or War Emblem, for every one of those, I try to take one that just needs a home. You know, we found there's a group called Hope for Horses up in the state of Washington. They found a great old thoroughbred named Taylor Special wandering around in the woods, and somebody just left him there. So we took him and we work on getting them, you know, we work on rehabbing them, making sure they're okay. And it's amazing how quickly they recover.
Horse racing is a sport with a huge focus on betting and winnings. As such, many thoroughbreds only race for as long as they're making money, several years at the most. But many horses can live to be more than 25 years old. So what do they do when their racing days are over? A few, like Taylor Special, are mistreated and abandoned because care is costly. But according to Blowen, the industry is increasingly interested in aftercare.
There's a group called Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance, and they do two things. They raise money and hand out grants. But the most important thing they do is they accredit institutions that are retirement and retraining places where these old horses can go.
Blowen says this eliminates people who take advantage of retired racehorses for personal gain.
There was one woman in Pennsylvania that was just getting these horses in there and getting money from grants and getting money for everything, and then they found out she didn't have one horse at her farm. She was just selling them to slaughter. So that was an exception to the rule then, but it's really an exception now.
And many of these accredited aftercare institutions can help prepare horses for what Blowen calls second careers. One of the career options is, obviously, breeding the next generation of winning racehorses. But there are other options, too.
Oh, they become event horses. There'll be a lot of them in Rolex. Well, it's not Rolex anymore. It's a three-day event. There'll be a lot of retired racehorses and thoroughbreds in the three-day event coming up.
U.S. eventing legend Philip Dutton jumped clear on Mr. Medicott to move up the leaderboard to fourth and finish as the highest-placed U.S. rider.
They go over the jumps. You know, they do dressage. I don't know much about it, really, except that it's exciting to watch.
And if that's not an option, many end up at places like Old Friends, where they can live the rest of their lives at a slower pace.
Hi, handsome. He's just unbelievable.
This question came from Rob Harris. Reporting was done by me, Ashley Stevens. You can ask your own question about the Kentucky Derby or about Louisville in general at CuriousLouisville.org.